Chapter 1. Blood. There's so much blood. Disoriented, I scan the area around me, but my gaze is magnetically drawn back to my hands, covered in what looks like dry, brick-colored paint. I scream when I see him. Phil, lying face down, partially obscured by the bushes. I'd recognize those gray jeans and blue Chuck Taylors anywhere. Maybe it's best if I back up and introduce myself before we get into the blood and the dying. I don't want to think about it, and I'm sure you don't either. We'll get there, I promise. But for now, let's start with this. My name is Mia, and after 9 p.m., I can't remember. I don't mean, I can't remember, like I'm forgetful. I mean, I literally can't remember anything. At least from 9 p.m. until I wake up the next morning. And before you tell me that this isn't possible, let me assure you, it is. I've been living in this reality my whole life. Granted, we didn't begin to suspect that there was a problem until I was 8 years old. Before then, I was usually in bed by 8, so there was never an opportunity to discover my strange and utterly inconvenient memory loss. Every once in a while, when I would stay up late for a celebration of some sort, my parents chalked up my obliviousness the next day to sleep deprivation. I, on the other hand, assumed they were making up things to be funny, which, by the way, it wasn't. Anyway, as I got older, even I started to think there must be something wrong with me. When Sarah, my best friend in middle school and high school, and kind of elementary school too, so basically just my best friend, asked me how my first kiss was, I legit snorted chocolate milk out my nose. What first kiss? I asked, still sputtering slightly, attempting to wipe the milk from the table with those utterly useless paper towels they have sitting on each table in the cafeteria. Sarah laughed, in my face, and I honestly don't blame her. So you're not acknowledging that it happened? She asked incredulously. Sarah, I seriously have no idea what you're talking about. Last night? With Craig? Craig would never kiss me, but I love your willingness to jump into my daily fantasy, I said, unamused. Unbelievable, she muttered, picking up her tray and stomping less than gracefully away from the table. It's crazy because I can still see that scene in my mind, from up above, like I'm an observer, even though that has to be a fake memory, right? It's been 5 years, but the confusion and frustration come right back when I envision my mess of a self sitting at that dirty plastic table. How dare she try to get my hopes up like that and then pretend that I was the one who had issues? I remember taking a bitter bite of my turkey sandwich and then looking up to see Craig staring at me from across the room. My mouth just froze, stopped working completely. I was a deer in headlights as he waved at me. Craig Matthews waved at me, and I could have sworn there was a hint of a blush on his beautiful, beautiful cheeks. That's when I threw up. I mean, not right there in the cafeteria. I at least made it down the hall into the restroom by the office. The paper towels didn't help with that either. And that was the night I finally came to terms with the fact that something was definitely wrong. My parents had suggested that I see a psychologist, neurologist, and plenty of other ologists for years, but I was fine, right? Hearing all this, I know what you're thinking, but I promise I was really ordinary, like impressively average, until I wasn't. Now that you're all caught up, let's start from the beginning, 1 week before Phil's death.